Wendy, thanks for coming on tonight. Always a pleasure to chat to you. And particularly, we're thinking spring, of course. We're thinking, you know, positive things. The sun's coming out, which looks like the next few days, the forecast not looking too bad, actually. A couple of blips
along
the way.
No rain, a bit.
So it's looking not bad at all, is it? And I'm guessing, yeah, we'll think about all things in the garden, don't we, this time of the year?
Yeah.
So what's the, I mean, first of all, the benefits of the actual society itself, what's the benefits of joining you?
Well, I mean, I think we're just a really, really nice, caring, friendly group of people. I joined about 15 years ago and started off just going into, they have a trading store which is open on a Saturday morning, just for a couple of hours between 9:30 and 11:30. And that's adjacent to the allotments in London Road, Purbrook. And we're just run by volunteers. But you can buy all sorts of gardening equipment there, netting, compost, fertilisers, anything. But it's all at a discounted price because we can buy in bulk and we don't have to make a markup like the garden centres do. So that's one really, really good benefit. The fact that we're a really nice, caring group. They tend to, it's like belonging to a family. I found that they all look after one another. They go their extra mile. If you have a regular customer come into the store, we haven't seen them for a couple of weeks, it's, oh, we haven't seen so-and-so. I wonder if he's all right. And somebody will ring up and go round and make sure that they're okay. So it's just a really nice, friendly.
Yeah, a proper community feel to it, isn't it, I guess? Isn't it?
A proper community spirit, but obviously based around the gardening and the horticultural. Yeah. I mean, our oldest member, would you believe, is 102.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 102. And the oldest volunteer at the store makes his 90th birthday in a month's time.
God bless him.
I know, and he's just going strong, and he loves coming in and helping out.
But that's great, isn't it? Gets him out and about and that kind of thing, and meeting with people, yeah?
Meeting with people, yeah. I think that's the thing. I think it's very much a community-based society.
Yeah. And how many times a week do you meet, Wendy?
We have a monthly meeting. That's at the Deverell Hall along the London Road at Purbrook. That's just once a month. But we also do regular outings, coach outings. So on Sunday, we're going to Hever Castle. There's 60 of us on the coach going to Hever Castle for the day. But we've been all over the place. And again, that's nice and it's friendly. And we don't start too early. And we get back for tea time.
Well, and why not, indeed? Fantastic. And especially the weather's great as well. Keep going, isn't it, really?
We have a spring show, which was March, and that's mainly daffodils, spring flowers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then we have a summer show in August. That's a much bigger venue because that's at Crookhorn College in Waterlooville. But that gives everybody the chance to enter vegetables in the show, to enter flowers or produce or handicrafts or anything really, and that really is a nice day as well. But again, on a community basis, because everybody brings their family, and you know,
that's what it's all about, Wendy.
Yeah,
get them involved.
Yeah,
yeah, it's quite an important thing, isn't it? And just bring them along and get involved in the local community, because it's a dying thing, isn't it? We need to get people involved, don't we? Little organisations like this.
It is really difficult to find volunteers. Yeah. Most people have got busy lives and, you know, and people don't retire early like they used to.
No.
Whereas before you would retire at 60 or 65. A lot of people are still working and they haven't got the time or the energy to give up and help out.
Yeah, so it's a nice thing to do and what that kind of thing. And being out in the garden too and the outdoors, I mean, more so this time of the year perhaps than the winter, obviously, but it's good for the old mental health too, isn't it?
It's good for the mental health, yeah, and it's good. It's good for people to meet one another, talk to one another. And we've tried to encourage the children by getting involved in some of the schools as
well. Yeah.
Some interest in gardening and nature too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because obviously we're more sort of climate conscious now, aren't we, really? and things like that. I'm guessing from your point of view, are you seeing a difference now to perhaps you were a few years ago?
I think since COVID, more people have been interested in gardening.
Really?
And have so got outside and appreciated being outside.
Yeah.
I think before, everybody was just so busy on the treadmill, paying the bills and whatever, that sort of was a chore almost. But now a lot of people see it as an escape, if you like,
yeah.
of getting away from the grime and of working to be outside, growing something, you know, saying to the kids, well, look, this is what I've grown. You know, come and grow a few seeds and see what you can grow. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's really good.
What's the best thing to grow in the garden then?
Depends whether you want to eat it or not.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, let's think about eating it then, first of all.
Oh, I love my spuds. New potatoes.
Yeah.
New potatoes, freshly dug from the allotment. Oh, beautiful, lovely. Better than anything that you can get in the shop.
Really? Okay. And perhaps you haven't got an allotment, you've only got a tiny garden in the middle of Southsea or somewhere like that.
Or even a window box.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still grow vegetables, flowers and things in a window box, a couple of big tubs.
Okay. Yeah, you know, so anything really then, I'm guessing then. There's no holds barred really then, Wendy. There's nothing you can't really grow as such.
No. No, it's nice to see people growing different things as well.
Do you think we'll do much more of it than we did? And I'm guessing it, because of COVID and things like that, perhaps we are doing a little bit more of that.
Our membership has increased and is steadily increasing. And the takings in the store are phenomenal compared to what they were pre-COVID.
Mm.
So, yes, I mean, yeah, it's definitely become more popular. You know, people just want to, I think, get outside and be in the fresh air.
Yeah. I'm guessing, I mean, you mentioned there earlier, sorry, that your oldest person that is a member of yours. What's the youngest? So what age group are we looking at here?
Yeah, well, I suppose, we had a little baby brought in the other day.
Well, there you go.
A little bit too
Start young.
Young,
yeah. But
yes. I mean, it's either grandchildren,
yeah.
but it's mainly either grandchildren or the school children, or children that obviously come in with their parents.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we like to we give if the family join, then we like to give those children. We like to give them a children's pack, which has just got seed, compost, you know, cress seeds, things that's easy to grow, just to get them started, just to sort of, you know. It's so easy to do.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl. Of course, once they've tried, it's the fascination of, you know,
watching it grow.
Getting your hands in the soil.
Yeah.
And then watching these things grow just because you've put some water on them and they're on the windowsill.
And what's the best thing to sow this time of year then, Wendy?
Well, now that the weather's a bit better and, of course, it's lighter nights, then obviously, vegetable-wise, you can pretty much get most of the stuff underway now. Beetroot, spinach, spring onions, peas, you can start most of that up. It's getting to be the busy time for sowing things. And obviously, if you're into flowers, then, a nice packet of wildflower seeds, sprinkle them around, and they'll come up, and they'll give you stuff to, you know, look at all summer, really.
Yeah, and watch out for cats.
And watch out for cats, yeah.
Now, don't do the business in your garden. I mean, you can't really stop that as such, but, I mean, what's any tips there to perhaps eradicate it?
Holly branches they don't like, because obviously they're prickly.
Yeah.
They go to,
get the gist.
To scratch the soil, and, of course, they get the holly branches. So if you've got holly tree near you and you cut off a few branches and put them on the bare soil, that will stop them.
And I've heard coffee as well, grounded coffee. Is,
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, but it's...
That might encourage the slugs, you see, and we don't want the slugs.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for the garden, isn't it? But who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I've just one tip that I've heard, but yeah, who knows? Wendy, look, if people want to find out more about the society and the events you've got coming up, I'm guessing you've got a very busy diary ahead of you.
Well, there's a website we've got, which if anybody would like to join, I mean, membership is just £5 per annum, and that is payable on the 1st of January. There is a misconception that because the trading store is adjacent to the allotments in the London Road, Purbrook, that we are only for the allotment holders, but that's not the case. I mean, anybody can come and come and join. Come and join up on Saturday morning between 9:30 and 11:30 at the store, or get in touch with Linda, who's our chairperson, via the website, and you know, we'll gladly look after you.
Bless you. Wendy, it's lovely talking to you. We'll try and catch up with you again later on in the year. Is that right? Before the end of, hopefully, summertime sort of thing. Yeah? Is that okay?
Tell you how we've got on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, always nice to come back to stories like this and particularly your organisation as well. Lovely to talk to you, Wendy. And it all sounds great fun. And that's the thing, isn't it, really? There's a serious message here somewhere, but great fun along the way as well, which is quite nice.
Lovely bunch of people. And yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, love to all there. And you take care. Thanks, Wendy, for coming on tonight. And we'll be in touch. All right. Thanks for being with us tonight, Wendy. All right. Take care. Cheers, lovely. Bye.
Bye.